ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
9:29 on this Tuesday morning, beautiful Tuesday morning. Dr. Judy Ho joins us, clinical and forensic neuropsychologist, host of the Supercharged Life podcast. We talk about mental health and about child raising issues and a lot of other different things. Morning, Dr. Judy. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
I am outstanding. Thank you very much. And how's Luca and everybody over there in the Ho household?
Everybody is doing great. Luca's turning 4 in 2 weeks, so kind of crazy. Time is really speeding by.
Big party planned?
No big party. We're going to go on a little vacation, celebrate his 4th birthday. We asked him, vacation or party, and he said vacation. I was like, I agree.
Good for y'all. Outstanding. The money I spent on birthday parties, I could have gone to Lord only knows where I could have gone. Let's talk about...
Right?
Balance with kids and trick-or-treating and letting them be on their own, because you don't want to be a helicopter parent. You don't want to be a free range. You want to be, I guess, somewhere in between. I've done some research. It looks like the optimum age people say to go trick-or-treating alone is 12. I don't know. Let's talk about child raising and age appropriateness and all that stuff.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a specific age, really. It's also, obviously, every child is different and, you know, how mature they are, et cetera. I would say, though, that in general, I don't know, when I was a kid, like, everybody just kind of let their kids wander the neighborhood, right? It kind of felt a little bit looser back then. Now I feel like maybe it's just parents are paying more attention, or maybe there's also an uptick in, you know, true problems that you have to be watching out for. I mean, most people that I see, especially with elementary school children, I mean, obviously they just take them trick-or-treating, right? They go with them, but they might do certain things to let them feel independent. Like they'll stand at the driveway and let the kids go up themselves and kind of have that interaction be theirs. So I think there's a lot of different ways to slowly increase independence while also staying safe. I know that also some parents will say, okay, you can stay on this street and this street where we know the neighbors, but you can't go any other street. And if you feel like your child is old enough to know that and follow directions and you feel safe about that. But I think it's also about the parents' own comfort level. I also know parents who just never let their kids go trick-or-treating and wander off on their own, and their kids are teenagers and in high school.
Yeah, I want to open the text line here at 504-260-1870. Somebody texted in and said, Dr. Judy just nailed it, which is, are the problems that we worry about now goblins, or are they real as it relates to kids wandering the neighborhood by themselves, et cetera?
Right, exactly. And I think that's tough, you know, because you just don't 100% know what might happen. And I think that there's a little bit of a fear. There's more of a fear too. And especially because of what we see in the news media in general. So we're paying more attention, and you obviously want this to be a happy and safe holiday for everyone. So if you know that you're just a parent who you just don't feel comfortable for whatever reason, it's okay to honor that. But you also have to know that as your kid gets older, they might want a little bit of independence. So think about ways that you feel safe for them to do something that, you know, is a little bit out of your comfort zone, but you still feel like ultimately they're going to be taken care of, right? So it might be, okay, go to this Halloween event where at least it's enclosed. You can go with your friends, that's fine, but don't leave the premises. I'll drop you off and I'll pick you up, but have fun, right? Because there's lots of like haunted hay house rides and like haunted houses. And, you know, you can do something like that where they are free, but it's kind of within some type of enclosure and some type of rules and supervision that sort of governs the way that that place is run.
Somebody texted in, I don't know if there's any clinical research on this or not, but about, as we talk about Halloween, about scary movies and letting kids watch or opening them to the power of suggestion, or does it matter? I like, Dr. Judy, the movies from the 50s, the black and white horror movies that look as though it were done by a film student, their first film. Do you know what I'm talking about? Where it's so it's done so poorly, it's like, oh, really? The flashing lights on and off. That's supposed to be scary. I get you. Now you got the scene of the clock over and over and over again. Okay, I understand. But those, right. It's so shticky, it makes me laugh because it's so schlocky, I guess, whatever word you want to use. What about that when it comes to kids and scary movies and so forth?
Well, I think a lot of kids enjoy scary movies to an extent. Obviously, very, very young children, probably not so much. They kind of get spooked sort of easily, so you want to make sure that that's age appropriate. But horror movies, I think for some people, is the way that roller coasters are for other people. It's kind of like they feel like it's a type of thrill, and they enjoy that. And so I think, again, that's all about your parenting philosophy as well, in terms of what you want to allow your kid to consume and if you want them to do it in your presence or not. I would say that for younger children, though, stick to the age, the age-appropriate movies that are scary, because otherwise it's you who's going to pay, because they won't go to sleep and they'll be in your room and they'll be bothering you all night, telling you that they can't go to sleep because there's monsters behind their bed or something like that.
Has there ever been any research to indicate that films can lead a child one way or the other?
Lead a child one way or another? What do you mean?
Well, in other words, like open them to the power of suggestion or the. I got somebody texting me about The Omen and movies like this and those kind of things.
Sure. Yeah, or like Ouija board. Do you remember
that?
Yeah,
right. They're Ouija boards.
When we were younger.
Right.
Yeah. And then you get, and then, you know, you all of a sudden feel like now you're somehow conjuring, you know, negative spirits or even the devil. Yeah. I mean, I think that children and adolescents in general, because their brains are not as well developed, they are more open to the power of suggestion as well. Peer influence, it's all the same things that we've been talking about in the past conversations as well. And so, again, I think that this is where some parental education and monitoring is very helpful, and also just kind of a dose of reality and what is actually true. But also knowing that despite your best efforts, they may still misinterpret something, go down a path, you know, power of suggestion, thinking that this is real, thinking that maybe they want to take up witchcraft. I mean, all of this can potentially happen, and they're more vulnerable at the ages that they are as minors.
I know when I was a kid, we found an embalmed hand and we would hold it and it would talk to us. Oh, wait, that was a movie I saw. When it comes to allowing kids to make their own decisions about food, somebody texted in. How do you handle that? Because you want the kids to, I know moms that feed their kids a steady diet of chicken fingers and French fries because it's easy and the kid will eat it. It's not the best thing in the world. We see the research. It shows that as parents expose their kids to peanuts, you're not supposed to give infants peanuts. Let me clean this up. But that it can decrease peanut allergies. But you do want to have a well-balanced diet. So I guess the question is, how do you get kids to eat what they're supposed to eat without making them sick? And then for the parents that just decide to go the quick, easy route, the danger's there.
Yeah, I think that it's easy, of course, to sometimes just say, well, at least my kids will eat this, so let's go ahead and do that. But I really try, and again, this is obviously every day is different, but I try to take an approach with my child where basically they have to eat some healthy foods first before they can have a treat. So you can't have the treat before dinner. You know, you have to wait for your treat. And if you didn't have enough healthy food, you don't get a treat that day either. Even on special occasions, right? So again, on Halloween, someone's birthday, it's like, okay, well, you can have the birthday cake if you have enough of, you know, this chicken first, you know, a couple of bites of the broccoli. But it's not so much about volume, right? Because you just want to expose your kid to healthy foods and just let them know that that's an option. So I feel like when parents are like, oh, they have to eat the whole bowl of peas, it's like, well, they're probably not going to eat the whole bowl of peas, but could you say eat some peas or eat 10 peas? Something that feels a little bit more realistic to them, but at the very least, you've had the exposure. And I think that there is some research that just exposure to vary their palate really helps later on, because as adults, they will end up making choices that are more varied, and inevitably that will include some healthy foods. But you don't want to give them a complex, right?
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't want to be like, you can't ever have that food. That's bad for you. I try really hard not to tell Luca that that food is bad. I tell him the food is the treat because I don't want him to get a complex about good and bad foods. And that obviously, you know, could lead to some other types of problems.
Oh, later. I'd hate to be a mom and be a neuropsychologist all at the same time. The balance you must try to strike. 939, somebody texted in, said 4 years seems like just yesterday Doc was having a baby. And that's exactly right. Time does fly. We'll take a break, pick it up. We come back. We'll move on to teenagers and helping them in the decision-making process. And also, I got an email about somebody from somebody who has an adult child that is facing a big life decision, and they feel hurt that the child didn't ask them for any advice, that they want to do it on their own, and the kid's married. So it seems like, well, that's not really their worries. But we'll see what Dr. Judy Ho thinks when we come back. 940, 20 till 10, traffic now, WWL. 947, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with our friend Dr. Judy Ho, clinical forensic neuropsychologist, host of the Supercharged Life podcast. I'll take these questions in chronological order since I got one about teenagers, then I got one about adult and parents and control. This one comes in from a dad whose daughter has had trouble dating, found a date for the homecoming dance. She's spending time with this young man, apparently, and the dad doesn't think much of him at all. Thoughts?
Oh, yeah. That's the worst when, yep, dealing with teenage dating.
When a licensed clinical when a licensed clinical neuropsychologist says, ugh, you know you got troubles, go ahead.
Yep. I know. I mean, I don't envy that at all. I have a son, you know, I think hopefully that'll go a little easier in his teenage years. But yeah, you know, it's so hard, right? Because there's that whole thing where if you start to protest too much, then they like all of a sudden want to be with this person even more, when maybe naturally they might not have lasted as long. So I feel like if your daughter's intending to spend more time with this young gentleman, then you have to try your best to essentially have a little bit more connection, maybe even just to get to know this young man and his family. Just so you kind of know what you're dealing with. It's not so much having a fully open mind. I know that that's going to be hard. At least just open yourself up to having more conversations with him to kind of figure out what he's about. And from there, take your next step. I think it's too hard to just tell your daughter, I don't like it when you spend time with this person, without even having gotten to know this person in any way. Because then your daughter will be like, well, what's that based on? So you actually don't really have a basis unless you at least put that first old college try in.
I'm no clinical neuropsychologist, but I can tell this person this. If you want to drive your daughter toward him, start trashing him. Tell her she can't see him anymore. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. Mm-hmm. I like your advice a lot of the time, Tommy.
Yeah,
you know
it's
what
true.
It's at.
I'm a real world kind of guy. So let's get to this one. Somebody emailed and said that they have an adult child, 30 years old, thinking about changing jobs. The kid's married, apparently, and the parent here is upset because the child didn't bring them into the conversation about job changes, this, that, the other thing. Again, my real world thing is that's between the grown-up child and the spouse and the parents. Unless the parent is brought into it and asked, that's not really – do they have any say in this? Tell me what you think, Dr. Judy.
Yeah, I mean, it can be hard. I think some of it is about your own feelings that you're not brought in. And your 30-year-old is still your child, right? They're mm-hmm. going to be your child forever. So you're kind of maybe feeling left out. Like, how could you make these important decisions without us? But that is the thankless part of the parent job, right? Is that you raise them to be adults who no longer need you in many ways.
Right.
And that hurts. And also when they do partner up, when they do marry, they kind of have their new nuclear family now, and that also hurts, but they're going to consult their spouse before they consult you probably. And so if you do have hurt feelings, go ahead and talk to your son about it and say, I wish you came to talk to us first. They may not even realize that that's something that you wanted, you know? So sometimes I think people have hurt feelings and they don't talk about it. They don't realize that the other person didn't mean to hurt them that way. They're just like, well, I'm 30. I didn't think that you wanted me to come bug you about this kind mm-hmm. of thing, you know? Or they're just like, oh, I didn't realize that you wanted to be consulted. I'll do that from now on with big decisions if that means something to you, you know? But I think that it's worth either having a conversation, but also having a bit of a reality check. Like, this is not anything that's bad. This is kind of expected at this developmental level.
If anything, I think you could maybe take some credit or some solace in the fact that you raised a kid that's independent, right?
Exactly. You've reached your goal too well, probably, you know?
Yeah, they don't need you anymore.
That's
exactly.
The point.
Well, yeah. let's keep things real. As long as you got assets, they'll need you. Thank you, Dr. Judy. I appreciate
nice
your time,
to
as always.
You, Tommy.
You bet. Have a nice Halloween.
Talk to you later.
You bet. Dr. Judy Ho, clinical forensic neuropsychologist, host of the Supercharged Life podcast. Yeah, as long as you got assets, the kids will keep calling, believe me. You want to get the kids to stop calling, start asking them for money. We'll take a break, come back, find out what Newell's got planned today on WWL.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.